Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. It's April from Penguins Creative on Instagram, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today, and we're going to talk about all things stationery, including things that are new, things that we own, and things we are eyeing. Potentially buy, essentially.
What do you mean potential?
Calling me out there.
I'm calling myself out too, let's be real.
Well, but how's hello. It going, Kelly?
It is going well. I just made myself some more Adagio tea, but this time it's the Roy Mustang fandom tea from Full Metal Alchemist. So it's basically black tea that has some spicy like cinnamon and clove, because he's the fire alchemist. He's also my fictional bae, so just saying. What are you drinking?
I was about to say, I feel like we're becoming like old lady tea drinking, and then you come out with that natty tea, so yeah. I'm just drinking my I feel like I've drank this a few times on our happy hour. It's from Stash, and they're apple and cinnamon, no caffeine.
I mean mine has black tea, so it is caffeine, but similar flavor palette. Okay, I like it.
It is getting colder, I feel like, even though I felt like winter was behind us, but somehow it's getting colder these few weeks, so I'm really just defaulting to hot drinks lately.
I feel like we're in the high point of winter right now.
Got
it. Because spring is until the end of March.
Oh.
Sorry.
I saw some like snowdrops in my yard the other day. Whoa. You know how they're like the signs of spring? And I'm like, is this summer already? Are flowers booming?
Oh my God. Not quite.
Just not around yet. The corner after the snowstorm that's about to come this weekend.
Right. Snowstorm. I'm sure all the East Coast people are like, give it up.
Two inch over here in Seattle. Snowstorm. But just to illustrate how unequipped we are for snow, right? Like my road, that treacherous hill I live on will probably be closed with just like a single half inch of snow, probably. Yeah.
I would not drive up there if it was even a little bit snowy, because April's road is insanely steep. Like when I walk out to my car, I'm like getting a workout.
Is it like 50? No, like even like a... like definitely way more than 45 degrees.
Oh yeah, it feels like you're hiking. It's crazy.
I know.
Sign up for this.
You always have to park in the like the higher part of the slope. But anyway, let's get started with new stationery items this week. Not talk about the snow and the slope. Why don't you start today?
Sure, I'll give it a go. I mentioned this to you a little bit ago, what I believe to be a fairly new item. Ooh. Is it MU is the brand? It's not MU, right?
It is MU, I think. Yeah, MU.
MU Lifestyle My Icon Clear Stamp Set from, well, Yoseika is carrying these stamp sets by MU, and there is a variety of different patterns to choose from. It seems like a relatively small stamp set.
Mm-hmm.
It says includes three or more individual stamps, and it's the kind that go on the clear acrylic block.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super cute. Like they have a bunch that are monthly themed for your planner.
Ooh.
With like months, days of the week, numbers, you know, 1 through 31, and then it has these little like frames. Mm-hmm. Different like a circle frame, these little tag shape frames, and they even have some flowers, and the one that I like the most, of course, is the moon phase one.
Yes, that's what I figured.
Well, I feel like someday I will buy this, and I don't know when that is, but it's probably the next time Yoseika restocks the Shachihata ink pads, and then I can find an excuse to get up to free shipping. Just throw one of those on there.
Oh,
but they're really cute and like useful.
They're not that expensive too. They're only like $4.80, $4.80. And so yeah, MU is the one that does the print on stickers.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is them kind of branching out in their stationery offering. And I think in Taiwan, definitely the acrylic ink, sorry, the acrylic stamps are catching on in the trend. I mean, there was before, and there used to be this place in Taiwan that they have a bunch of collections, and you get the Tim Holtz for like acrylic stamps. And so recent years, I feel like with so much more people loving stamp making and like, you know, collaging style of decorating, MU is definitely jumping in and making acrylic clear stamp sets. And I like how small and portable these are.
Yes, they're very small. Which one is your favorite one though?
I like the flowers, but I think because I just think like in my aesthetic, this would be like the most practical a little bit, but I am also liking the month surprisingly, like, you know, just to the other day, I think it was like, I was trying to create spreads in my bullet journal, like those blank notebooks.
Yeah.
And I was flipping through my stamps and like, I feel like I have a monthly clear stamp somewhere and I don't.
I feel like I've had that when I'm at your house and I'm flipping through your stamp stash. And I'm like, April, where's your monthlies? Like, you have everything else.
Except the monthly, right? Like, I feel like I just needed one, you know? Yes. So maybe, yeah.
It's simple because they're only like Jan, Feb, Mar. It's like the three letter thing.
I know. And I didn't realize how useful it could be in the sense when you're not really making bullet journal style spreads. Sometimes it's just logging things. Like I'm writing about this thing and I want to say that it happened in like April. And then there I am hunting for that elusive monthly stamp that I clearly do not own.
And of course, I'm sure, like, I hear my mother in the back of my head saying, like, you could just write it or you could just draw it. And I'm like, yeah, but I want a stamp or I want a sticker. Like, is that a crime?
Now you just reminded me, I could have just gone for my Happy Daya stickers, the week sets that has like the month on them.
Yeah.
I know, right? April. Come on. Now I'll keep that in mind. Anyway, cool thing. I like that they use the little cylinder though, the little clear cylinder. You know how acrylic blocks are usually like square or rectangle?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so they have one that's like a really small hanko, you know, the little that's short really cylinder. That's gonna be pretty for the moon if you do ever.
Dang it. Okay, you didn't even need to tell me that. I didn't realize that was even a thing.
So much good things. I'm gonna talk about Papier Plume.
My
favorite inks. I feel like this week I'm like talking about inks instead of you, which is kind of funny. So Papier Plume is a stationery store in New Orleans, which I like stumbled across when I was on a New Orleans trip like 4 years ago, I think, like during Thanksgiving. And they have these beautiful bottle inks.
Oh, how cute.
Look like they come out of like these movies because it was sealed with a wax, with these red wax seals that drips down the bottle opening. And
for people that haven't seen that, I feel like the Urban Anniversary, those shiny inks have a similar top, but this one looks more Harry Potter-ish.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant when I said it's kind of like movies. Just how apothecary it looks with the red wax seal and how cute and like fat the pots are, I think, when you dip your pens into it. And so this is the signature look of their New Orleans series of Papier Plume inks. And I have their Bayou Nightfall and Streetcar Green. Bayou Nightfall, and these two are both variations of gray. Like, they look like they are navy and green, but they're actually more gray tone with like a navy color to it, and then gray with a little bit of hint of green. And I actually also had bought Sazerac, which is this beautiful orange, and Calle Real. I think that's how you're supposed to say it because it's Portuguese or Spanish. Mm-hmm. But it's that, ooh, that beautiful, blue. Yeah, tile blue. You know how I never like blue inks?
Yeah,
but
that okay, blue. Wait.
But that blue, though, because I was in New Orleans, I was seeing all those blue tiles with the blue paint painted onto the street names at French Quartet. And I immediately was just drawn to the whole series. And so today I'm talking about the new ink they added to that collection.
Yes.
Called Desire. Streetcar named Desire. Totally inspired by that. And it's this beautiful red ish purple, I believe. And I want to say it's so close to the amethyst.
At my
first sight, like the amethyst, the Elistine ink that many people might not be able to get. So I wanted to give it a shout out as a recommendation, because this new purple, red, burgundy is so beautiful.
I'm even trying to think of anything we have at Oblation that is close to this, and I'm coming up a little blank, because I feel like there's things darker and things lighter, but there's not this exact shade.
And they're only $10. So
I know that price is insane.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. Well, it is only 30 milliliters, but that's still like $3 less than Urban, which is 30 milliliters. So,
right.
You know.
It's so pretty, and I love the New Orleans collection. They always add a little bit of that, like the name inspiration onto the thing, so it feels extra special. And I think for people who's been to New Orleans and experienced that local vibe, you will find that certain charm. And that's how I was drawn to the entire collection. I keep adding to it. So
I really want to go someday. I actually, last year I bought this Oracle deck called the New Orleans Oracle, and it's got these beautiful colorful illustrations on all the cards, and I'm like, man, this looks so cool, I really want to go. And obviously they're called Papier Plume or Papier Plume, that's the shop name. I definitely have to go there.
In it, it's kind of small, but oh my goodness. It, like, the walls were lined with like books, hand-bound books with leather covers, and then immediately a big desk displayed with their signature inks, the ones that are the New Orleans collection and their normal collection that doesn't have the red wax seal. And then behind the counters, just fountain pens and beautiful dip pens and quills. And the guy who owns it, I can't remember his name now, was so friendly and was explaining everything to people. And I wonder how they're doing in this situation, but hopefully they're still holding on, because they do have a lot of loyal customers.
Yes.
And if they ever came out with a beignet color,
Yes. That's what my friend Emma, shout out to my friend Emma, who might not listen to this, but she, he took a New Orleans trip, I don't know, quite a few years ago, and she talked all about the beignets and how amazing they are. I'm like, why have I not been there yet? Come on.
Fried dough sprinkled with sugar powder. Hit me up with 3 plates, definitely.
Like, let's do it. Let's let's plan our world domination tour, April. That's going to be one of the stops.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention this new cool product. It's been out for a week now, but I see that they're still in stock. So if you ever want a really nice burgundy, purpley red, I'd say go for this color. And I've tested it on, you know, my papers, and you know, they all work well with it. In fact, now that I dug out my Bayou Nightfall and Streetcar Green, I'm probably gonna fill one of my pens up with this.
Yes. Good ideas.
So what's your own item for this week?
Okay, well, my own item is actually my Lamy All-Star Vibrant Pink, which is a 2018 special edition. And I feel like I've told this story a million times, but like when I first started working at Oblation, I didn't really know that much about fountain pens. And this customer was like, oh, that's the special edition, right? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? This is special edition? Like, okay, I'm buying it then. So I don't know if you can tell if we ever do video of this, but it is kind of got a little scuff marks on it.
Mm.
That just shows how much I've loved it over the years. And I'm talking about it because I am going to briefly talk about ink, because I just bought Neko Yanagi from Sailor Manyo, and even though I bought it, I was like, well, this ink might only be for, I don't know, artsy purposes, and it might not write that well, but it actually really does. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in love with it. I inked this pen up with it because I was just sitting around. I don't even know what I was doing. Wasn't I hanging out with you guys? like virtually?
Yes.
And I was like, let's just ink this up. And so I don't know. It's a beautiful match. I put my other my mom's sea slug ink, the purple, into another Lamy. So now they're kind of like bros.
What nib is your Lamy in the All-Star?
It's one extra fine.
Wow, and even the Neko Yanagi would show up on an EF nib.
Yeah, of course, it depends on paper, but it, like, in my thinking of you and in my Hobonichi, it looks really good.
Of course, don't worry about paper.
Yes. That's nice. Basically all I write on. So
I know with my lighter color ink, like the Streetcar Green I'm about to ink up, I'm gonna go for medium nib, just so it will show more of the color, because yes. I tried it with the F nib, and like the thing with light inks is that if you do in a fine nib, it's very not as readable as you do with other like variations of.
And see, color. I feel like there's some weird paradoxical thing about that, because sometimes, like with the sea slug ink, I've thought that like, oh, I need to put in a bigger nib. But I feel like it shows up better because my other Lamy is also an extra fine, because I'm an extra fine lady.
We're all extra fine. Anyway. There should be a rap song about this.
Oh my God. So I'm like Hagrid right now. I shouldn't have said that, but lots of Harry Potter this time. Anyway. So... I feel like it shows up really well in an extra fine, even though, I don't know, ink is weird, you guys. It's
and that's the beauty of it. You never know until you try.
Yes. So I recommend Neko Yanagi, and I always recommend buying the new Lamy All-Star of the Year, with the exception of this year, because it's super boring.
What color was it?
Hey. Calling out Lamy. So I've only seen it on the European internet. I think it was on Apple Bloom, or however the heck you pronounce it.
Apple Bloom?
Apple Bloom, and it's some European thing.
Oh, yeah, Apple Bloom, okay, yeah.
Yes, so they released two colors. It's like, they have really cool names like Cosmic and then something else, but they're super boring, like normal metal colors. Lamy, what are you doing?
They need to be like Kaweco, you know,
yes. With
like
oh my the God,
cutesy colors.
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking crap about Lamy, but also I love you. You make good pens.
that's hilarious. I feel like I've stopped buying Lamy since I got the mint green or teal. Was that? Yeah, the mint color one. Mm. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm good with Lamy now. I don't need any more.
I don't really feel the need to buy another one, but I do have four. So so that would be why, I guess.
Okay, well, my item, I wanted to share something for people out there who might be interested in painting or doodling in your journal. And it's this beautiful handmade ceramic watercolor palette by Like Palitra. And I have two. I think it's pronounced Like Palitra. She's on Etsy. She's in Russia. And her name is Elena. And she does these beautiful handmade ceramic watercolor palette that are shaped instincts like the sea turtle.
Where's the sea turtle?
Oh my god, my other one is the hot air balloon. And so
I thought you had that little paper boat one.
I did not have that one. I want them all though. I think the first time I saw this was someone was using the eucalyptus leaf one with different reservoirs. So the thing is, these watercolor palettes, they're so beautiful and look so nice on your desk. And we all know how a good mixing palette, it could be very helpful when you're painting because you don't want colors to run into each other. So these come with like definite grooves and reservoirs for you to keep colors kind of clean and away from each other. And I don't know if people have listened to our episode with Jam Plant Things. She talked about how usually she doesn't quite recommend using the water brush for doodling on homemade river paper because it keeps giving water. And I'm the same way. So I actually use real paint brushes when I paint. So this is very helpful because I actually use this as this palette as both the paint carrier or mixing carrier. And like I use one of the reservoir to have just like a few drops of water. And that's already enough to reactivate the paint or wet your paintbrush. And then you don't have to have an extra jar of water on your table. I guess that's what I'm getting.
Amazing, April.
And so the shipping was only about like 10 to 14, depending on how much you buy. And the palettes themselves are like around $14 to $20, depending on the size. They're so beautiful. I bought them last year. It's funny. I knew about them in March. And I said, I want one. But I can't justify too much online shopping. So I had them as a to-do list on my Naughty Listy in December. So I had a note there. Remember to buy Light Palitra palette. Well, guess what? I bought them in June. And then, so last year around Christmas, I came across that note and I was like, huh. And I like drew a line across it, like crossed that out. A while ago. I know. I don't need to do this to do.
It's so funny. It's to done already.
It's to done.
So something I noticed on this Etsy is watercolor kit corgi, which is made out of this corgi fabric whose pattern looks, it's like the exact same art that I've seen on some washi tape that I got at Collage.
What? Oh, yes. I see. It's like a watercolor brush holder, right?
It's really cute. It's got little loaf corgi, little corgi standing, little corgi
sitting.
Is she
branching out? That's awesome.
Like, that's really cool. But anyway, these watercolor palettes are really cool and it makes me want to get into it again. I feel like when I watercolor, I just like to do like big swatches of color and mix them together and it makes me happy to look at it. But, you know.
That's definitely the appeal. If you guys go into their Etsy, like Palitra, LikePalitra, you'll see how, you know, there's ones that's shaped like pomegranate, and in her sample photo she uses like red and pink ink so it looks like a real pomegranate. And then obviously like other ones, like there's shells, there's like the seashell one that's like the swirly kind, a pumpkin shaped one for your fall desk. I love them all. I kind of want to collect more, but I like two is way more than enough for me. For now. Anyway, what are we looking at this week?
Oh, geez. So, well, mine actually isn't that bad.
Because mine's worse.
I just mean that, like, it's very inexpensive because it's a correction tape. It's by the brand. I don't know if the brand is Plus or Whipper. Or
I think Whipper. It's Plus.
Plus is the brand, and then Whipper is the product line.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have Whipper correction tape that Kimberly from Tokyo Pen Shop really hyped up quite a while ago, and I was super into it. And this is like little correction tapes that are cream colored that are not the roll-on kind, so it's not gonna like
be too cream, right?
Yes, because roll-on paper is very yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And So I'm just gonna, Sarah Martinez on YouTube, you keep enabling me to do everything. So she was talking about this tape and she ran it across her Hobonichi Weeks and I was like, hold up, wait, she hadn't said what it was yet. And I was like,
perfect color match.
Yeah, I was like, it looks like it wasn't even there.
Oh my goodness. I was freaking out.
And she's like, oh yeah, I got this on Amazon Japan. It's plus. Then here's a link. And I'm like, oh. So I'm a 4mm correction tape girl. So I'm going to get some of that at some point. Let me know if you want to do an Amazon Japan order, April, because I'm wanting to do one.
Can I hop on your order?
Yes.
If you do make one? Because, oh, Kelly, when I start, you know how like each year when I start a new notebook, I always make some mistakes and I always have to bring out my color corrector, like the correction tape or the correction, you know, the liquid type.
And it never matches.
It never matches in the weeks. And I always make mistakes in the weeks. Like every single time.
You do all the
first
time.
First week. I don't know how. Like I've been doing this for years now. I still mess it up on the first week. And then you got that ugly like white little splotch, especially since I actually don't
so much.
I don't use so the funny. Tape. I use the liquid one, so it looks like extra like bird poop. Okay, there it is. It looks like bird poop.
Oh my god, it does. I never thought about it that way.
Look like bird dropping on my Hobonichi week sometimes. It's just oops up.
So basically this product will never make it look like bird poop again.
I need to stop with the bird poop in my weeks. Oh my gosh. So I wonder, because you know how Midori paper also has like a cream type? Mm-hmm. I wonder how it'll work with that. Like the Traveler's Notebook insert cream.
I'm pretty sure she actually did another video of this correction tape on different paper. She's super into like reviewing paper, which is fun. So
nice.
Yeah.
I did buy like a knockoff. Well, not knockoff. It was like a Chinese made double color correction tape just for experiment on AliExpress. I didn't like it. Like the, you know how sometimes really bad correction tapes, they easily tear off.
Oh my god, I hate it. I hate it so
and
much.
Like it either doesn't go on or it tears off or it like stops coming out. It's weird. So that one that I bought, didn't really work well for me. It was one with the double side, so you get like white on one side and cream on the other side. And I don't even like the white one was too stark white. And so that one's just kind of I'd rather go back to my bird dropping liquid tape.
So this might solve all of our problems. We should buy it in bulk.
You know, we'll drop a line to Nita.
Yes.
Do some baiting. Hook, what is that? What is that word?
Hook, line, and sinker?
Yes, hook, line, and sinker. Let's sink her.
Yes.
All right. Okay, my stuff is more dangerous, I have to admit.
See, I knew it. What do we have going on here?
Washi tape.
No, look at the no.
I know we're just moaning here and people don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh my god.
So it has come to my attention, a very cute creator is making very cute washi tape. And I've seen it a few times, okay? So this was battered to me, like brought to my attention many times. And I was able to resist until this week. And so it's from Ever Ein or Ever Ein, I think. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's the designer probably has two people in it. There's Miss Ever of the Ever Ein, and it's a panda, and Mr. Ein, E-I-N, which is a brown bear. And so these two bears are featured in these washi tapes in like, well, the set I'm specifically looking at is this cafe set.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the bear frolicking among cafe desserts, pastries, you know, all the things. And then also,
it's basically the cutest thing you've ever seen.
And then also the bear's just like being a barista behind this cute cafe.
A barista!
I know! And then I think, what was the last one? Okay, the last one was just coffee. So, you know, the bears prancing around, glasses of Americano or like matcha green tea, like all these cool little cute ephemera and that kind of, I think, watercolor illustrator character design. Very pretty.
He's in a little latte like bath. Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't even see that. These are the washi tapes that goes on forever too, like super long rotations, and there are many illustrations crammed together in the strip, so you can either use them as a full strip, they probably come with backing, or you can fussy cut them to get like that specific mocha pot, the specific French press, or like the specific bear bathing and the latte, you know, as a little sticker flake. And so I've seen this once by my friend Diane, who is the panda bear mom. So she loves pandas. So she was sharing this. Then Peppercorn Arts, Connie started carrying them in her shop. So if you want to check that out while you're buying her color dots, like her watercolor dots. But finally, the Holy Grail shop that I probably shouldn't share because more people are going to blame me for enabling is Paper Game, but I'm the victim here, okay? I'm the victim in this enabling game. Shout out to many friends in the Bay Area who had already tasted the sweet, I guess, nectar of Paper Game, washi game. And so they bought so many tapes from there, and this ever in washi tape was on it. And so I made a little order. I know it's something I want, but I already bought it. Like,
did you
now.
Do a stealth order?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Oh man. Well, here's another site I'll have to delve deep into.
This site Paper Game is very, I think, special because they actually they really try to find a lot of unique artists or more indie anime artist style washi tapes. I've actually seen a lot of these through our friend Leah's like search on, you know, the AliExpress, yes, Taobao sphere, but not like, these are not the mass produced one. These are the really indie artist kind. So you get really elaborate anime boys on like these PET clear tapes.
Well, that's me. That needs to be for me.
And then you have creators like Everin, who I think is from China. And then I think I recognize some artists on there from Taiwan as well, who small batch produces these individual like indie anime art. So I also just bought another row from them, which is like this cutesy illustration of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Oh, I'll have to share with you later. It's super
nice.
Cute.
Yes, I always want to see and
So there's that, something I want. And obviously they have so many, like this character design has a lot of different styles. So there's one with like nature's flower, beautiful season themed. And I really was good and I only just got the one that I want, which is the cafe one, because we're at a stationary cafe. So
super cute. Okay. I feel like there's a lot of products that we say, like, if it's matcha, I'm going to buy it. If it's Adzuki, I'm going to buy it. If it's cafe, anything at all, it's mine already.
It's already here.
Oh, I just can't resist.
So that's pretty much what we have today for our new items, our own items, something we're looking at. But, you know, we always try to pop in a few more towards the end. So what do you have for us, Kelly?
So I discovered this site called Paper Treats or papertreatshop.com, which is Paper Treats, I guess. They have a lot of really cute stickers. It seems like they're kind of smaller, like a smaller shop. And I think she's Japanese American, and she like wanted to be able to bring parts of Japanese culture, you know, to people shopping online. And so she made this shop, and I was looking through and all these cute stickers, like everybody does the cute sticker thing. And this one really caught my eye that looks like it says Uranai Shiru, which is fortune fortune telling stickers. It actually says fortune cookie in katakana because they're little fortune cookies. And like, okay, sure, fortune cookie stickers, that sounds cute, but apparently there's this little tab on the side that looks like a little message sticking out of the fortune cookie, and if you like pull it towards you, I think on the inside there's a message.
Oh wow, you can peel open the fortune cookie sticker to review the second piece of sticker with like the strip. Wow, that's so cute.
And it's like on sale at 50 cents off for some reason, only $2.50. Oh, and it's Mind Wave, of course. So
I was about to say the paper design, you know, the backing design looks kind of like those Mind Wave series.
Ooh. Yeah. So, and obviously I just now realized, of course, the fortunes are in Japanese. Maybe that's why they're on sale, but I think it's really cute. You can use Google Translate, whatever.
Oh my God. Also, it's actually, so there's actually Japanese fortune. I thought for a second that you can write your own.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. It's, there's like actually a thing there, and they have a ton of like really cute stationery. They've got lots of washi, little, you know, stickers like Shibanban or Shiban?
Shibanban. Yeah, Shibanban is the Mind Wave guy. Yeah, definitely a lot of cool stuff from Mind Wave in here, and many of the special runs, limited and quantity runs of special items. Yes. See, I saw some like Darth Vader memo pad, BGM washi tapes or stickers. I see this as kind of like very similar to Cute Things from Japan, but probably a little bit smaller in scale. Maybe she focuses more on washi paper and stickers instead of like having other stamp stuff. Cool. A new shop to fall into. More rabbit holes to go down.
You heard it here first. Just kidding. You probably heard it somewhere else, but
this is crazy because I was about to recommend a new shop too. Like today we're just dropping shops on everyone. I really like though.
Familiar, this shop that you're saying.
Okay, so your paper treat is basically running out of Japan, or is it maybe like American?
I think it is in the US.
Okay, but they got stuff from Japan, right?
Yes.
Probably. Yes. So this shop I'm about to recommend is based in, I think, Malaysia, Pipit Zaka. Pipit Zaka, I think in like the Chinese that's mentioned in the store, translates to bird people. It's Pipit, I think it means bird. And so just the other spectrum of our stationery obsession, all those, if you can imagine like Ling Jianing, the vintage kind, this shop has it all, like stamps, the, you know, train ticket stuff, style stamps, flowers, and all that. And definitely a rabbit hole to go into if you're really into that kind of stationery. And I think they do still also carry a lot of Japanese brands as well, but more towards the washi tape side and the stamp set side. But what I wanted to talk about that's special about them is that, you know how we've been seeing some stores each month, if you order from them, you get like a card that shows that monthly calendar. It's like a fun little goodie, stickerific dust stamp, and you get like little paper cards with like, you know, the little drawing that's individual to each month. And so Pipi Zaka does that too, but they're doing something very cool, which is instead of just your typical small postcard with the calendar, with the month calendar on it, it's a template that allows you to fold your little own envelopes.
And it's got a little like diagram showing you exactly how to do it.
Exactly. So those little goodie or monthly freebies are actually probably 3D printed or 3D cut. And they're a little bit thicker, looks like a little hard cardboard material. It's essentially a template that, you know, once you trace around the shape, or, you know, draw within like those little stencil area, you can cut them and then fill whatever thing you're drawing on into an envelope. And so they already came out with January and February, which gives you two different styles of envelopes that you can fold.
And so, on their Instagram, it's got like the little envelopes. It shows what January's looks like and what February's looks like. And then March through December, it's just like little envelopes that are waiting to be opened.
Exactly.
Which is really cute.
Super cute. They call it mini craft envelope templates calendar 2021. Collect them all, you know. That's so
amazing. I'm already missing out on at least one. I gotta get on it, I guess.
So you can, if you have like paper lying around, like wrapping paper, or as many of us do, ephemeras, where it's like good paper scrap, this paper template that's like about probably the size of your palm is perfect for tracing around, cutting it out, and then making your own origami little folded envelopes to send to friends as happy mail.
Also, I just want to say how hilarious it is that you said, if you have any paper lying around, like if.
Like of course, we have a lot of paper drawing.
Oh, I don't have any. No, but that's really cool. I like that idea a lot. It's super unique.
It's just so special. I love how many Malaysian stores are doing cool things like this. Like we talked about, was it Some Things of Mine making their own receipt calendar? You know?
Yeah, that was really cool too.
Everyone's trying to do cool stuff. So this shop, now that actually I'm browsing through it, they have a lot of cool Japanese stamp brands, like 3-6 Sublo, which is the one you can only get if you go all the way to, oh my god, what is that area in Japan? It's in Tokyo, but it's kind of out of the way, where the Ghibli studio is. If you want to visit the Ghibli museum, it's like way out of Tokyo. And so there's this stamp shop or stationery shop called 36 Sublo there. Oh, and so they carry their stamps, and they have a bunch of stuff from Mizushima, which is another, you know, with the sumo guy that your mother loves?
Yes.
That's the brand, Mizushima. And
I'm looking at this one that's like the rotary stamp. They have an English and a Japanese one.
Yep.
The Japanese one is so cute.
Tamura Miki masking tape. So many people are stocking the Tamura Miki masking stickers, which is sticker sheets with art made out of masking tape. So she has the masking tape set, which is actually the washi tapes. And of course she has the Hours winter label letterpress book. That's super coveted. So definitely another rabbit hole. I'm sorry, guys.
This is actually terrible, and I'm really upset that I know about it now.
Well, see, the MU clear stamps are in it too.
Oh my god. I was just fine before this. And now look at what you've done.
we unleash quite the monster at night right now. I'm like going on a page too. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
So much stuff. Apri sticker. So all the good stuff. We'll link it all in the show notes, all these stores, and you guys can check it out.
whether you want us to or not.
Well, so this week, actually, as this episode comes out, it's almost Lunar New Year.
Yes.
And then we have Valentine's Day as well this week. Yeah. So,
oh, geez.
I said to many people, what a great chance to treat yourself with something special.
You know what? I like that. I'm here for that.
It's either you treat yourself or you make your sweet one treat you. So,
and if you don't have a sweet one, it's all up to you.
Exactly. So either way, justification for buying new stationery is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, my cat told me it's okay. So
maybe Maya will buy you something.
So cute.
Anyway, I hope everyone has a good holiday if you do celebrate Lunar New Year or Valentine's Day. And hopefully, you know, don't blame us too much if you buy some stuff from these shops.
Put it all on April.
We're only here to help. You expand your horizon in the stationery. No, just kidding. Don't blame me. I already fell victim to it. I'm just trying to drag you all down.
It's true. I'm in the same boat.
All right, well, we'll have a good weekend, and we'll bring you another great Happy Hour episode next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.